The views and opinions expressed on this show by the hosts do not necessarily state or reflect those of the channel. Furthermore, the views and the opinions of the guests do not reflect those of the host and the channel. Also, we do not encourage you to try this at home. We are trained professionals who do not have your best interest at heart or our own. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
boys and girls,
welcome to the greatest podcast on the planet.
Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
You're learning it, po 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 po.
And they tipping me off. I know you from the inside out. We do some real talking at my mama's house. We finna get some for a dollar. We might just hit home in a Honda. But are you ready? I am ready. Don't keep me waiting. I'm okay. I'm just minutes away. You can come any day. You can come and we play. But are you ready?
Oh, yeah. So I follow some, not all of them.
Yeah.
There is specific individuals about interviewer that I like or love to hear.
I think as soon as they might get to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nya tandugulandela. So half the times you don't see the
behind the scenes.
Yes. So I always wonder ukuthi pambili ngale kula camera ngu 5. What? So when you say a phone in the phone now I
feel like good normal setup, they should be like, I think, 4 cameras, if not 3.
Okay.
Depending on the number of people that are presenting the show.
Okay.
But reason two, you can start a podcast. I'm off on a 2. If only 1, you're going to start a video. If only it's 2, so there's a 2 and you capture a sound. I remember... On our first episode, before really we knew what to do with our mics, Sasi, as I said, Sasi, tata my mic, sing a lot, like, low questions, like, so what we'll do is, we'll come here, our mics, fagin tamba, gupela, and then, spagi phone lena. But just kidding.
You want to give abantu the impression.
Yeah, just kidding.
Wow.
I'm on mic, so we're going to corner.
Wow. Okay.
You podcast, like you don't need much. When I feel like I with my resources are enough to start something, you don't become the best at.
Or even you don't start it. Because Zatla looks at Hangabila Lokwana.
Yeah.
Imagine like Gubu Yakonokano to Guruma, then you're like a Patangabila Lokwa.
Yeah. Because I feel like if you can perform or record whatever you are recording with the bare minimum resources, Mouse Chole into Zongi SS period. You're the most dangerous person in the world.
Yeah, true. No, I get it. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. No, someday you are thinking, maybe these are things one can be doing at home, inspired by you, of course, guys.
Yeah,
why not? I have got so much stories to tell. As near as I'm actual
you should consider starting endurance. So
I'll actually bring my son on my holidays for lessons.
Oh, yeah.
He loves...
sound.
He loves all these things. He's a tech guy. He just loves... He creates some beats. He does crazy stuff. But he loves these things.
You'd master this thing.
We are the right crew.
so that at least Sasa, he can also say, Gulento one that I learned from... Bulawaya Mimis through my dad, and now I'm doing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Not on the school. Not saying school is wrong, but it's good to learn sometimes these other schools.
Yeah, things. You can do as easy into like SIT. As in the numbers and ten so you can.
Yeah.
About the interview about your interview. They're like, enanzelele ukuthi abantu osu osuba interviewer or abantu ohlala labo kakhulu ku podcast yakho ngabantu uthi ukhule like umncane. Like no tuti mfuna ku cookies hi
no
I didn't even cookies but I think give me kebo lokhe ku mind blowing ukuthi like never in my life did I think ukuthi watching you guys as a kid one day ngizobe sengihleli lawo so ngikubuza imbuzo imphendule
so kungiwo buza
mina sekuyime imbuzo
I think that's the beauty of life nje in general yeah. Remember what you are saying lami ngikhula kulabanye abantu that I used to look up to and say ha njani will I ever get an opportunity yokuba duze nje kwakhe
just
even singakhulumanga but nje duze but ngempilo and what we do
yeah.
One day we are thuka uhlezi pansi either unathi coffee or I coke or whatever
yeah.
Lalo ya muntu owahlala usithi kambe mina I'll give you a classic. I think bengimncane kakhulu lapha. Bekushutwa u Power of One. Bekungu 91 lapha. But early.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, bekushutwa u Power of One. Bengimncane, ngcanga pa mazinga ku grade 4, 5 or 6 thereabout. Yeah. So, Power of One starring or the main guy Morgan Freeman.
Damn.
Yes, and then tina lokuthi Morgan Freeman
besing. Ngonga kwazi.
Then Alois Moyo, one of our seniors emakhosi then was meant to play a supporting role to Morgan Freeman. So because U Power of One was also short lago Bulawayo emachobana ngubo yenja machobana some parts of Bulawayo. Kwaso kutingwa ama extra, amongst the extras we were thrown in ukuba ngabantwana though mina ngaxotshwa. Labanye. But all I'm trying to say is over a few minutes or so we were
in the same room.
We were 2 or so meters away from Morgan Freeman. And ngitheze ngikhulile sengiqala ukuyambukela movie house. I was like, ah, phela utsho umlomo mina ngiyamazi. And when you say that ebantwini,
I'm about to believe. Well, I'm about to believe. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to a special edition of the BYO podcast Ingxoxo 99.
I like the Ingxoxo part.
Yeah, because you are affiliated with something that has to do with Ingxoxo.
Exactly.
And Ntengbala was like, yeah. Same WhatsApp group.
Exactly.
But yeah, today we're joined by, I like to believe, Wuti. In my world, yabo, like emhlabeni wami ngiyedwa mase ngiyi-one ngingala muntu ozamphikisa yabo, like you are one of the legends yabona engikhule ngilibukele ku TV nakhona futhi okunye depends ukuthi ngini belile ZBC or belile DSTV. Funny thing is, I was actually having a conversation with abangani, I think about 2 before coming here.
All right.
And I was just asking them ukuthi lalibukela ama shows ze ZBC like ah mina veli dishing kha yafawa ngo 2000 na yo. But today we are joined by Zenzo Nyathi.
Yes sir.
Welcome to the show. Do we say like bro or no, malume?
Ah no.
Mdala. Ah, no.
Mdala is even a bit yo. Hey, we are two, someone.
But
sesikhulile nyana.
Yeah.
We can't run away from that. But with me, kululeka. It can be mfowethu, it can be bright, it can... Yeah. Whatever comes first.
Yeah.
I'm that guy, nje. I'm that guy.
Yeah, chum guy. Brothers, how are you doing?
No, I'm blessed, Baba. I'm seriously blessed. And also happy to be here. Astralang does my podcast, so we feel important or special.
Yeah, you are actually important. Eh? The fact that we came all the way from like usuge distance kachanaga kulu gutawia zoshala lati pants. We really appreciate you for that. Before si kuluma like ngezinto ezi associated with what you do in the film and theater industry, can you tell us a bit about your upbringing. Like, give us a context of a household okhulelekiyo as a kid.
Yo. Yeah. Okay. So this guy wazalelwa
enkaya.
Not even ngoBulawayo.
Yeah.
And from what I gather kumama wami, not even esibhedlela.
Mm-hmm.
It was at home, like nkaya, a kitchen.
Wazalelwa engini kitchen.
To be specific, yes, a kitchen.
Yeah.
And growing up, I was a sickly child, so I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
Then kwakule nickname ugogo angiphewe nokuthiwa ngibancuncu. Kuthiwa ngani so tiny that yeah, that even umama was not sure ukuthi uzakhula lo muntu and be like a person opheleleyo.
Yeah.
And bathi ngangingadli so much, so I used to enjoy wild fruits, umbunzu, umviyo, all those imkotu, yeah. All those yeah.
Emakhaya.
Yeah. Yes, now they sound funny. Because it's in
town.
So, ngakhula ngithanda lokho ekhaya. And imuli yangkhaya, I think it's kule ebe sigcwele iguma. Ngase sibe sung
12.
Yeah, timiye bora le one sub.
So, yeah, like, when are ubu ngoyesingayi?
I think bengwe 11. No, bengwe 10 actually. Because ngilabana wama bangilandela abathathu.
Opposite way last born.
Yeah, kind of. but okunye, I think umdala. Mdala wangu mseleku, kind of, you know.
Oh. A man of many wives.
Well, not many though, but bebe two.
Okay.
Umama mdala wapupa de, but besiba fichane tina sangi simboni. Kuchukuti tina besiba wangu mama omnane. But otherwise, imuli yangaya, iko kwenza mtambe yaba that big. Okay. Mdala njube funu kuti, abantu bakudala bebe kole lukutu indota. Indoda yenkomo labantwana. So chukuti like he was that kind. Ngafunda ekhaya grade 1-2. Then ngesikhathi sama dissident. Babetshonjalo ngama disorant obhuti labantu kuthiwa gogo badlule nini bebe bangaki.
So ama dissident sikhuluma ngesikhathi lesene seGugura Hundi. Oh,
no,
it was
slightly after.
Slightly after the Gugura Hundi.
Yes. So okwasusa ekhaya. Give me it was a blessing in disguise because if that had not happened, kuchukuti toropo ngangi zabe ngibona ka one maybe ngomnyaka sizovakatha or lizothengela impahla ze Christmas. So ngalesiyana skathi I think abazali felt akusahlaleke ekhaya because amajita lawo na ayihlupa. So sase si transfer from rural to edorobeni.
Nxa usithi babehlupa babesenza.
Besiba fichane but I'll give you a classic. Guntambama, you have just done your supper or liti dinangwa zito kukalisa yegu. Mini zikati ziyang confused. But nyakwa zugusha guntambama. They will then just walk in, me papa ngu two or three, and say kumasalu and the bigger sisters. Stella lispegele, ikute, sidiboni leslu kwinze nkuku, simu 11, lizasfita emasimini laban. Now, so ngama 5 and so kumele sisi babe busy to cook for these guys abathe bang 11 emasimini. When they go they will get deliver the meal bafika ukuthi maybe bang 4 or 5 but linali pheki drum yempupu yesithwala thinking ngabantu abangu
11
but it was that time it was then and tina engubongelayo ukuthi kwezinye indawo you would hear incidences of abuse, rape and all that but ngithi no akuzange kufike lapho. So I think the parents felt it's no longer that safe.
Yeah.
Everyone had to then move to town. And the sad part is that when people left their rural homes, they just left. Imagine ule nkomo, ule mbuzi, ule zifuyo, you just leave. That's how it was. So we just left. Meaning to say, the parents lost a lot of things.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes mawungakhuluma labanye abantu abazileyana era, they are somewhat bitter always.
Yeah.
And as you would think, but that's how it was.
I want to buy a unity, but it boils down to is in the zinjales.
Yes, but you are like, Ubaba Moele Nkomo is 21 that time. And
so, like, lately, Suga, Uyi one when or Lasuga as a family.
Sasuga si imuli. Sadly, Sasuga, you go vala and jika, ya uguti, no more muzi.
Nkomo zasala.
Everything.
Ah.
So that's how it was. It meant ukubuyela emakhaya, I think 11, 12 or 15 years later, usuhambuza usiyaqala from zero.
So like Malibuza abantu li zam gather like information. But what happened to izindlu zenu? What happened to izifuyo zenu elalezi chile kona ngana?
Izindlu zadilika, of course, but izifuyo no one will give you a clear answer, so to say. Why? Because la yelo mbuza uza kutshela ukuthi lami at such a time I lost.
Yeah.
So everyone was saying lami ngachiya abanye bathi ayi thina sahambisa ezethu komalume ngapi ngapi salagisa and just left. So yeah, you can't even ask anyone.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was that era
mm-hmm.
people lost. But for me, like I said, it was a blessing in disguise because yes, mm-hmm. I came to town.
Yeah, you came to town. So can we say you had a pleasant childhood considering all that happened?
I would say so. Though ama flashes keep coming. You know, sometimes ngalixoxa la majita, especially people that did not see you, or people that don't know, or people that choose not to. Abanye abantu would say, abantu bendawo enje kumba besigaba esinje bayakhala kakhulu, abantu bendawo enje
bayakomplela.
Because gabazi ukuthi kwakusenzakalani.
Yeah.
But because bengimfitshane, okunye kwakhona, you are like, maybe it was meant to happen. And so what is singaphili kakhulu in the past?
In the past, yeah.
And look ahead. That's why probably I also ventured into arts. It was a form of therapy. It wasn't just about ngile passion, I can do it, but it was also to heal myself in a small way.
So can you say that some of your childhood experiences influenced your love for arts and theater?
Exactly. You know when we then came to town, ngiyakhumbula ngabe ngizokwenza grade 3 Eloche Primary. The first thing that just wowed me was football. Emakokova, every youngster wanted to be a footballer because of obvious reasons. The likes of Omadinda Ndlovu, or rather than Ndlovu brothers, and about the late Benjamin Konjera. We grew up with those guys, looking up to them, being inspired by them. And wautu ngahambe Tabiso, a youth center, every youngster wanted to be a footballer.
Tabiso, yiko lapho ku trainelwa khona ibhora, or it's just everything football related? And
yes,
even
it used to be a proper youth center. Then we used to have youth centers where kids would go, bayodlala, bayofunda, bayodiscover. So ibhora was one of the top things I sense were etabiso. And for me, I went there for football, not anything else. I wasn't that good, neither was I that bad. I would say I was an average player.
Oh, kuna pa.
Ngangkwana ku first 11.
Yeah.
So kuchukuti ngangi ride. So ekanda ngangi lakono kwa nguti. Ngelinyi lang, people would come a BF just to watch me play. That was me, say primary. Then angazi ngomunye umnyaka ngase ngikubo grade 6 7 amakhosi just came to do kulenye indawo emakhokhoba ku First Street between ama flats ethu imadlela lehlalana kule tower light. So indawo lena whenever kusiba lama gatherings awe community abantu babuthana
khona ngalapha.
So angikwazi amakhosi okwenza habuya azophomba ukugida freely lapha na kuyini. I can't remember well, but engikwazi
amakhosi I dance group.
It was a theater, Amakhosi Theater Productions. They used to be why did I say used? But they used to be a proper theater company. So they did literally everything that was arts, be it dance, be it theater, be it acting. So they tried to do literally everything. So I think that very year, they were taking their play, Aitwa Ngu's Teacher, to Europe. Yes.
I remember, of course, I'm completely clearly, but I remember hearing his teacher
at some point.
Yes. Ah, dog.
So, Babu Yalapana and just did beats of his teacher. Befuna njuku kolisisa the people be makokoba abahleli be supporter, and to also do farewell, like we are traveling to Europe, so this is what we'll be taking there. So when I watched that, I was like, so there are people who do this. I love this. I want to do this. But now you are caught in between football and this.
Theater.
And you're at the back of my mind, I'm saying, how do I even get there? Because I don't even know these guys. But into my inside, it speaks to me, man. This I can do.
This I can actually do.
Then someone says, ah, when Sabala look, they're actually traveling to Europe. And you're like, what? Just to go and do this?
In back of your mind, I can also do that.
That's how it started. That's how that seed was planted and nurtured. So when Amakosi went out there, I then was left trying to find ways of being a part of this group, Etuang Amakosi. But in Zelang, Apinto Zabo, and then I was playing for Zimbabwe Saints Juniors. You know, God does these things sometimes they're weird, but for your good.
Yeah. So we are always angry.
For me na classic was Nkaya Vel. Remember what I love to be old school. Ipora, I drama, into les gibo.
Escolo, be patali fees.
So, ukuye pore ngangi sneaker. Actually, ngangi tati advantage ukutum talu ya besem 17. Nah, masalu wa ngaboni match. Mama bebe izugu lali sita iza. So ngangi pume meaning ngabuye escolo do my homework quickly and just disappear. Besem 17 ngubuye njani yotrenipora. But now Suli mela kusa fihle.
Aso mele kule mikili.
Inkaya so kumele babe kwa zukutu mtu anakwenza gane. So, yes. So emva kokulimala my father said no more football.
That was the...
Amfunu guzwa. So gimme it was like, okay. Yeah, I think so we keep your good in dinge. Lay part that lay part, I lay, think yeah. I can do also. I then looked for Amakosi. Was told to go to every Thursday by we Stanley Square. Bezo kita. So every Thursday, I mean, I would go and watch. Then I was saying, "Nzetu kula bantu anabangangan." Were also a part of. And I was like, "Ah, so Ms. Lupelan, why not just go join and be a part of them?" But then we kunga fani nzetu kuzangono. Wau ngapumbugu ya join angani umdo join na some community whatever.
Yeah.
you had to pay. Membership fee and it was a lot of money for me then. Nanga pamba nzi kwaki $25. And wabami mbonanga ni salary yake evigi ya igubo sigisti. So uti ngipa.
25. Yekalo sitini.
It's like taking half his salary. Yeah. Uwe acho ini nto ezingalam sevenzi. In their view.
Yeah.
So, anti CCS kolo besinigwa itak money. Nani nigwa izuga. 5 cents an? Or 10 cents at most every day. Then because, boys being boys, bese singenangena, sikezi simota zavanye, siyo kanga, kwezi nyenda ombicha, na kupuma ma 5 bob or dollar. So mina, I kept saving whatever was given, ukutingi raise
imali to join
$25 in your join Amakosi. Eventually, I got it, paid, and became a part of Amakosi Children's Program in 1992. Should be March,
1992. Yes. Oh, ngapingo 1992,
though. I don't know.
I'm just saying, am I talking stage?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the part. Yeah. Tinangapo 1992,
so I said, $25, liano ipatala, was it once off payment to join or maybe monthly?
No, it was once off payment. I think that was the beauty of it.
Yeah.
It also made you feel like a part of, you know, yonkinto ikiperi mali vele nje, we tata serious. I think ukuchengisela nje ukuthi labo ba serious. Abazange bavule nje ukuthi wonke umuntu buya. No, you had to part with something so that you become.
Ube serious.
Yeah. So that was it.
Because awungeza kufike u relax ukwazi ukuthi imali yang connected how many months ukuthi you save. That would give us really a problem.
So that's where the journey of the arts started in 1992 around March. And still, at home they didn't know. Angizange ngikhulume phela kibe ukuthi sengisiya
join into the arts.
I just kept it a secret. And a children's program ya itlangana every Saturday. During the week, not really, because they also encouraged us to go to school,
yeah,
learn, because it's important. Every Saturday from 10 to 4, that's where the problem was again. 10 to 4, kumele ngibese makhosi. Nkhaya ungavela unyamalale from 10 kuze kube no 4. Hey.
So inkinga.
Xa uzuphendwa kumele ubele lesizathu sibe sibambe kahle sokuthi from ekuseni sometimes plus asuka itiya ngona ungakanathi because iyabe ingakaphekwa and then you could not make tea for yourself kumele umelele pheli muli wonke lihla so uyabo sibona ukuthi uyakubhuzela lokhu mana ngithi bani yebo na majita serious how so that's how it was
yeah.
I think for 2 years or so my parents never knew ukuthi I'm part of amakhosi
kept it a secret
I tried hard baba. My elder brother was also part of amakhosi so yena wayesengathi ukhulile nyana so
ngokulula
yeah, but mina nganga
akuzange kufike ku position yokuthi yena ngiyosetshela abadala ukuthi umfana ngitshona la ngani
bona ke advantage was they were doing Monday to Friday
okay
because wayeseyenzile all levels zakhe when he decided yeah. So kuye
lalinga clash
mina yimi nganyamalala kube bese ngithi mvele eboreni eloni yadlala imbhejo London I always found a story but now saying semakhosi 1992 1993 1994 kwabuya some go try in school lesiyana some school from Norway they wanted to do a cultural exchange with amakhosi ah vele ke yabikuza ku expose kube
at some point
yes now our late great Konti Mhlanga then says guys there is an opportunity here but it's only for 8 youngsters four boys four girls and we are about 27 ama juniors now how do they get the 8 ukondwa says no kulula lokho do an audition yeah kulaza ukuthi ubani ujayela ubani no we will do an audition
beku fair and square
yes those that make it we'll travel to Europe for 3.5 weeks. We all wanted baba Europe from a China. all wanted. So sa auditionwa still nangkhalo ke ngikumute angaba
secret.
Yeah, phela into yami le yakumelanga ngayi kungandihlupa kusasa lokho. I make the grade to be part of the 8 that are to travel to Europe.
Now you have to tell your parents
yeah,
whether they like it or not because bekulula ukucatsha from 10 usiyasha u4
yeah but now 3.5 weeks
yeah so kuchit
yeah so kuchit
and so kumele phela uphi uthathe twani ipassport
ngola wa indemnity abazayo sokumele ba
so kufuneka umzala sign ukuthi okay la ngiyavuma ukuthi umntana ama part of this
yeah
hey but me being me I think I've always been an actor ngaphe makhosi kwakunzima ukubatshela ukuthi ngikhaya kuyabhedha ngikhaya kunzima futhi ukubatshela ukuthi senze makhosi
bona vele bonke vele nje beyithukunzima ukuthi bahlanganise
my only bet was ukuya emzilikazi esikolo emzilikazi was good ngangu second class yabona ithomlezane ezenza ama sciences and yeah so
ngona pa
yeah ngapha ngidlala ibhora the late great Chiromo loved football also. So as long as wawudlala ibhola emzilikazi, Chiromo would do anything man.
Ora.
So mina ngase ngithi esikolo. Advantage emzilikazi sasihamba singu 4. Ababe semakhosi bekhethiwe to be part of the team that would travel.
Yeah.
So kuheadmaster usele abantu abakhe abangu 4 abaya Europe.
Yeah.
Like wasukumenza wa feel you
it's
know.
It's a good thing for the school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when I went there ngaya kuthi no mina ngile challenge. My parents don't even know I do this. And now that we are supposed to travel to Europe, can we make it as if
it's a school thing?
A school thing in partnership with amakhosi because amakhosi does this cultural thing.
Yeah.
Chiromo said not a problem, we'll write the letter.
One time. I'll shaganyupile.
So the school wrote the letter to my parents as if it's their thing, but via amakhosi because they are the group.
Yeah.
Ah. So that was easy.
Yeah, but Dala.
Ubaba was over the moon.
Then I'm Euro.
What?
But did you think ukuthi kube like you approached him uyiwana umtshela ukuthi ana umdala I'd been doing this and so the opportunity nje sibuye wayeza yala.
Not that man, Baba. May his dear soul rest in peace. Niyakwazi ukumdala umoya njengoba mfuna ukuzwa and lapho ke kwakuzaba wese. Because emulini yanga okokuqala akula mntwana wake wagathi from Argentina then. La ubaba ngikhole ukuthi wayele passport waze wayazibhubhela. So hey.
Ngokuza wenkinga.
Europe not even eGwanda. Because I'll tell you what he did. Esebona incwadi. Wahamba wathenga kuthiwa India na iworld map then ibhorare then
iglobe.
Yeah. Walithwala wahamba la emsebenzini. Esiyatshengisa amajita spana la. Ukuthi umntana nami uzabe suka la abeseli bodisa so
esiya la.
So where says what dweba la ngemakha. And everyone emsebenzini wayesembona
njengendodi.
And he was so proud. And wayengazi now ukuthi kule financial reward as well. Neither did we know. Now we thought siya sihambele Europe nje abantu abasiyahamba nduka gida it would be fun and all. But before we went saniwa $500.
Cabanga ukuthi wajoyina ngemalini.
25. Saniwa $500. It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Ngaswela lokuthi nyanya. Kwathiwa ngiyokuthi liyokwenza i-shopping. Huh. Before you go, because as funu hamba landing at Aliko, you know, Amandio tinga ma jacket nyana, ma tekis, and look
the nice. Part. Yeah,
yaba funu tinga ma tuanis guamalese hutula is lama viri.
Almost a case, yeah,
because we have got all lama jacket. So when I got the money, mina, I knew we were not that up family there, but my father could afford.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't really need all these things about Kulumangas. What in Tati Malenye nigga umdala? They saying in Cheru, good way, you good whatever we may be slacking. So, I gave him 500. You know what he did? First thing him nigga, wa, kwangalama phone direct then. Wa phone ele skole kaya, e phone elu mam. Ugutu mama akate abuye e town. Yeah, because then you 500.
Yeah, because also Mali, you to Mundu like an open with 7.
Kulumilo, I told her like, yeah. I told her 60.
Yeah. So
now that by 4, you man, I'm telling you, man.
But I feel like
something. So this was like bonus.
I feel like I respect Tumtala for doing that because like it decision in Gago, but I made ithathu umama ekhona like as a family, yabo. Akazange ufune ukuthi yena azenzele ne one, yabo.
Umama came. So when I send you phone, go yens and ngati mina lami ang sabisa. What I know we did, sabatali fees yami for the whole year and my siblings abangu 3 for the whole bonke 500 and yeah and now you start to feel important, yeah boy. Koni into ngi contribute ayo ngobuzanga lobana ngibenza because that's what people would say.
Yeah, buzanga.
Benza buzanga into ezingalangqondo landa. I started to feel okay. So now I'm pure 500 now. Kuchu kuti ngakrinise la mbijana. Kukona la bogu yuwa kona, man. But to cut a long story short, we went to Europe, had a good time, came back. We are the first guys, Evantuan and Nesabi alama phone. Na wanale area there I don't. So I am a cool soul. I fawa la. Ngabukela ma video ka the late Simon Chimbetu wa mani. Ngura be fagi. Lami ngangi la ye ishonyo angapa. I cellular phone. Kusala la malai na we telesele kutuwa imango. Kutuwa imango there. We were the first guys to have ama phone on ala wana. And we felt so important.
So like usubi ye uvela Europe. I'm sure usubi exposed to a different type of lifestyle. Yabona egu. Sometimes we were mind blown. Yeah, when seeing anything in those when konangali, then how is it like coming back? Yeah, and coming back for to sutwele imali le sofon. Umtjalawe le sofon.
I think that's where most of us lose it. I'll be very honest. You will realize ukuthi kuma generations. Let me talk of my own generation and the older ones because the older ones, ibe school esibakhangele, sibahawukela, sifisa ukuthi someday ngafika lapha. Abanye bakhona kabasekho, like literally.
Yeah.
And abanye bakhona bengekho, you start to realize ukuthi it's things they could have avoided, man. But bese shorter a lot of schooling, a lot of career guiding or guidance. exposure is sharp, but ingabuya like
gawan
iyaku limaza ifana le mali imali right ibuya gradually plus ibuya usazi ukuthi ufuna ukwenzani nxa ingabuya but singaba le million mlawe kathi singala plan siyalala eDurban siyasukani khona phakathi ezinjani guys
owening ngathi siza kubona member
exactly but over time bese siqala ukuregret so I think a majority of us artists lost it that time and lost it then and ungaba exposed ube le mali nyana you become uncontrollable even umunye umuntu ebuya lento sharp ezama ukusiza wena money talk suzanjelana u jealous because yena akala lokhala lokwana. I'll give a classic kulabanye obhuti bethu angifuni ukugamba amabizo. One time they traveled overseas, came back, you know what they would do nice here in the shopping go hyper. Why are ama text angu 2 eyakhe le grocery, it's live akwenzwanga ngama overt kuphela. No, even the artist did it and abanye lokho bekwenza la manje because you are thinking I'm on top of the world, I pay li mali anti
ngile mali mina
manje yo but for thina abanye I grounding lalapho okukhulele khona kuyasiza. Mina when I went I came back and when we came back my first port of call besides u director was so strict. I'll be very honest, abazali bami were also so strict. So when I came back ngiyakhumbula ukuthi ngafika lapha ku it was during the week and ubaba wa SM7zini. So when we arrived at home, but it was on drop, what is it that you want to do first? With the little Norwegian crooners I had and whatever I had, I wanted to take this to my father first. Because what if omunye wabangani bami or even my brothers or sisters say, why don't we do...
So and so.
So I had to take everything I had to Gubaba first to say, no, we are back, Mtala, and this is what we came
with.
Yeah. La corona food, I felt proud.
Mtanam,
kuchukutu utabanga different from
majority.
So that's how we were. Plus, I'll be honest, the late great Kondi Mtlanga was so strict, guys.
Ongu yu direct at the time.
Yeah, Kondi was something else. Wauchayelwa into yako. That's how he was.
So like Emma Kwesi, like if you point out Babeli discipline, like
Kakul, aish. Kakul, aish. Aigwa katesi ngang neti se youngsters. Unga kwa pagangan attitude ya chinja. And I chinji ogwe moment le ogupele. Sometimes it takes weeks, months. Tina, we didn't grow up like that. Tina, sasi nganengwa ukuba seriesa. Sasi kuchayelwa ukuphuza eriesa. Akatesi, abanye siyababheka because I'm a superstar maningi. There is a lot of youngsters asebekhulile bengakakhuli. That's where the difference is.
Ikho lapho abaphambanisa khona. But do you think that indlela elikhulise ngayo lina versus indlela abantwana bakaresa abakhuliswa ngayo, is it necessary ku discipline umntwana via ukumshaya? Because karesi you'd find ukuthi kulabanye abantwana abathi thina sikhule sichaywa and khonoku soko si affectile mentally
we are
depressed.
No, bala manga. Even the Bible says it, spare the rod and spoil a child. Awuchayela ukubulala ngithi uchayela ukukhuza and ungananzelela ukukhula kwethu thina ubungabhombi ukuchaywa like because umzali ufuna ukukuchaya. Kwesinye isikhathi ubukhuzwa okokuqala, ukhuzwa okwesibili, baze bethi ha no.
Sudelela.
Ukuthi lo phela wenzisa. Sefuna ke simfake kancane.
Sike simdisipline.
So hayi thina sikhule esichaywa and mina lama baba abantwana ngiyabachaya.
Vela odla.
Yeah. Ama rights bazabala emzini yabo.
Emzini yabo not kwakho.
No.
So sesidlulile iphase yokuthi into ozenzayo. Eh, cela uzame ukwengcengela ukuthi ba like a reduce the volume ya kuma sister ngani.
I think u depressed.
Depressed.
Pele music but is soothing.
So like usudlile like sesidlulile ku phase yokuthi izinto zenza emakhosi secret. I'm sure abadala sebekwazi
ukuthi kanti sakusela secret. like everything is in the open now.
And e reception yabo like in China. So what you know, okay, this is what I do.
I think mama, oh mama always easy. Maybe uhelo angwazi uhelo ayikwenza but konoko.
Mhm.
Umama even from the onset akuzange kube too difficult.
Yeah.
I think zazi lezi ani type is it. Ah no, umeke umuntu anayenza into ayithanda. As long as you see school
as long as,
so
yeah.
It's okay. So mama akuzange kumhluphe kakhulu. But ubaba still ngahambe Europe ngabuya.
Mm-hmm.
Ubaba wami, it took him 10 or even 11 years after ukuphenduka kwami Europe lokhu travel kade ngikwenza in between ukuthi azombukela mperform. He still felt into lezi ngeza abantu abangafundanga. Into lezi ngeza abantu abangalanto zokwenza like
so do you think ukuthi abantu abenza izinto lezi sizenzayo being in the creative space or e theater and film ukuze abadala bakubelieve kumele uthushele finances ukuthi abadala bakubelieve.
I think he bona kibo yi end goal he as long as kungabhatala
akola lutho akola ngizokwenzani.
So umdala wami I'll tell you one time ngam invite ngile show wathi ngizabuya. I even told amajita ukuthi namhla siyabe sile topi so yesh guys it didn't show up. And kwabanzima futhi ukuthi ngimbuze ukuthi indaba ungabuya because you can't say
that. Yeah, because at the end of the day ngumdala
but yeah, you can't then say yeah but mdala lawe yabona
ngiyenzeli
flop lapha.
Yeah.
Then one time my elder brother nonsense ishoko kokuthiwa ngu Rex and Garbage. I play alone on stage. My elder brother says give kuye ah Topi. Yasambe phela namhlo uyobona uzenzo uya perform emakhosi. And he's like ah no mina mbizi what. So umdala wami waye lezane eziphuzayo. But ah no kule bar futhi emakhosi we uyabona.
Yebo we shall.
So ungabile pressure ndakudingela nami izo 2 or so then ubuyele umfana. I think he angwazi wamsoft njani
wagcine buyi
wabuya. So you know I lami angwazi ukuthi ku audience kulo
mdala
I do what I do ishow iphele after ishow sengizethu ukuthi ah
umdele bekhona
lapho ube khona la and he says azenzo why isikatsongelezi wongantjeli ukuthi
uyikweli wenza but imdala ngaza
yazi so iminyaka emingaki ngihlala ngithi uzobona kwathi hayi kanti every time ngo senza vele as long as ilala
ungitshele
ngikuyenzo support this is so that's how he eventually started watching and enjoying what I do and I think that's when I then got the full blessings of the parents and once you do get them more doors open.
Start to open.
Eh la manje ongacabangela ukuthi azavuleka aqala nje ukuvuleka.
Aqala ukuvuleka.
Yeah. But, yeah.
But being the grown man you are right now, like what do you appreciate about your dad? What do you appreciate about your mom?
Eh for starters ungizala nje kungiletha kulomhlaba. And how solid they were as parents. They always wanted the best. Out of us, not mina nyedwa, but out of all of us. And from the, I don't want to say little, from whatever ubaba, umama never worked. Umdala wami ubele endlwedorobheni lo muzi wakhe ekhaya. Umama loved more the rural
life
than the urban thing. Umama would come maybe once a term edorobheni. Ubaba nguye wayehamba every Saturday, Friday, every Friday or Saturday, every that was my father. And the love that they showed us sing abantwana, 12 of us, Baba. Lokuzama by all means to take us to school. Lokusifundisa nje ubuntu. You know, it hasn't been easy, especially thina abantu abakhulela emakasi lemakhaya, we are always seen otherwise ngabanye abantu thizeni, but I'm proud to say bengilabazali akade be so solid in loving their family so much, so the love that they gave to me is
so what you appreciate.
Yeah man
appreciate the most, like okay, fast forward, service fast forward, service rewinder, service shama tropeki. Do you remember the first day seeing Nzambiza Ngebizo just because
yilwe ngilibonile not ukuthi ngiya disrespect but do you remember the first time ubona uNompilo who is your who is your wife
eish the story was pressed a cup tea. I'll tell. Yes, I do. I cannot have the exact date,
yeah.
But I do. I was from Kenya.
Yeah.
I used to have friends, Willing Nhlangalo, Simon, Mandimutsira, the Simon is in South Africa, Willing does SA Zim.
Yeah.
Lomiwak Tong Samuel.
Yeah.
We were a clique. So Nompilo used to work a Hefelis. It was an entire baggage. And so I'm sure. Why seven the half? And before Nibone Unompilo, something had happened, I think years, 2 or so years back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mina, like, I've never said this, but let me say it. Because someday people will know it anyway.
Yeah.
Nilabantwana abang 4, right?
Yeah.
So, Unompilo ngimbona ngangi se space ni where I wasn't sure if I still want to have a wife or a woman in my life or not.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because umama lo engangimthetho kokuqala. I won't say ngitshela a secret.
Yeah.
Engangimthetho kokuqala had gone to SA and decided not to come back.
Not to come back.
So it was 2 or 3 years wahamba and
never came
so
back.
So when yeah. I saw Nompilo, hey, they stand it here, Dean. Sasizithombisa nestand ukuya ko Hafeliz. Hafeliz was our place.
Yeah.
So we walk in there. I think ngangilende emini kwangkhona from Malawi.
Mm-hmm.
So the ritual was andubungekho ngamajita lawo. Asambenziona ta
iko
and it's on you obviously. Yeah, on,
because ngwele mali like bro.
So
yeah.
We go there. I think kwaku late afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
As we walked in there, I saw her. And for a moment I was like, "What? How come angaze ngimbone usisilo la?
La.
Umucha or what?" But I realized, no, kakho mucha. Maybe amanye amalanga la I was preoccupied with yeah. I don't
I was
know.
Like going
but this day I was like, yo.
Yeah.
So we sit down na majita, do our order. I then say to my friends, not even to her, "Hey, mnusisilo na yafisa ukuthi ngilinilanga ngimchate abe unkosikazi." We all laugh.
Yeah.
But knowing my friends, they then stand up, Simon Lewis, the Willing. Babese makhosi bonke. Bafika lapana sebethenga iconfectionery or whatever we were buying as a shama takeaway. Bamtshela ukuthi uyabona uthi umntwana uthe ngelinyilanga ufuna
ukukuthatha.
And I think like took it as a joke.
A joke, yeah.
Because I never said a thing to her.
Yeah.
But I then made sure that every day, ngiyahamba eHefelis. And I'll be honest with you, babe ngena ama shifts, ngase ngikwazi lapha ngena khona ekseni, lalapha ngena khona emini.
Timetable yakho uziya.
Yena engantshela. So, you know, yabo safuna ukubona, you know, ukuthi
yikho yini plus futhi le trauma of secret
to them. Not necessarily that. Uyabona osisilaba abasebenza endaweni lezi ezingena abantu bonke. Vele osisi abasebenza front they make sure ukuthi bale smile or bahle or balight or so on. So nxa ungumjita onjengami before uwele you are also thinking kula manye amajita futhi
maningi amajita sengiwe hefla. Amshikelele ngindlela mningi and into efana just tell us ikhuluma lo member wami lapho uthi singahamba like sithole maybe kulo cashier like or umuntu osiseva ethilini lapha nemuhle like i-conclusion yethu you are like but bro cabanga ukuthi umuntu lo bangaka abantu asebesimayilele like when what do you think yini important ngawe
ukuthi mina yini
sengiya
that was the same with me
yeah
besides ukuthi mina wangikhona sengwele I had that thing yokuthi no
about
and kula majita engcinyangcono futhi ale
ale
changkura wesi kulami
so vele wazi
lava yokuzifake no nyabalenyi heart break wesi mana ke ngathi ngiyafaka pause
but you know
nxa ungathanda umuntu nje something keeps pushing you there.
Yeah.
So every day I would go high. Lanxa ngalamali I would rather say majiteni hey asikanga nseni phela ukuthi sihambe
sihambe
at least imbone phela ukuthi yawufa.
But nxa lihamba laphana like do you interact like or
yes ngase ngiqala na ukuba lesibinda sokuthi ungafika lapha la ngithi olazi thini sharp sharp hello sharp uyabona
yeah oh kono go
le ngalezana nzuku ngakala bo WhatsApp pelu kuthi ngizathi ngiki number
ngizanza kufayela ku WhatsApp
member ku direct contact baba o kumela kuniki phone number ubhali message liyane so but lokuthi sacina sivumane njani I think la ay ngizabuza yena ngelinye ilanga but eventually savuma
ukuthi ngoba isituation yana ukuthi kwenzakala ukuthi lokhu lihlangana
kwazi I think umuntu uyabona la
yabe sebona umuntu
yaba lijomle ingathi serious and engingalashuwa lakho ukuthi serious to what level and also she never knew what I do
yeah
like literally
okay
even as a girlfriend it took a year or two ukuthabe kwazi ukuthi utsho umlo vele udila ngani
ukuthabe kwazi or to understand
ukuthi kahle kahle ukuthi uyabona ukuthi mina I'll be honest with you I keep my life separate from my work seriously
okay
so if you don't know and if you don't ask I will not
also ukhuluma
angikhulumi ngambomba ukuthi kuye ngilina ka next week angiko ngiya eBotswana ah sharp sharp la sabonana ngaphenduka nya ngiphenduke until iira ka makorokoza
makorokoza
she still didn't know but then every time nga ngihamba la people would stay nabanye ba scream abanye and she started wondering why
what's
why,
happening
wena why nga ngihamba la abantu
lokhu bethalaza bethalaza
funny and ngathi ah no angkwazi at first ngandlala ngathi ah la mangkwazi maybe bayakhangela mina bayakhangela wena bethi asi you know how people are
I feel like it's a blessing ukuba lo muntu onjalo like ongani like akakwazi ukuthi kahle kahle wenzani ngani I feel like experience engiyifisa ukuthi ngithi ngihamba lo muntu wami abantu belokhu bembingilela like kina yebo because
okay uchomlo ha
tine sebe sihamba lapho baye bekwazi ukuthi vele wenzani like into kwakhona kula that
I'm sure kunye lie it's also to do with her upbringing yeah. and the work she did so wengekho wangaso umuntu we TV and this no
she just was relaxing
well chilled so up until one day I just said to her nge Thursday kumbe nge Tuesday and ungafika endlini between this time and ubukubukele i TV just nje
ubukele i TV
just nje so she got the shock of her life
what
so this dude
ni jola le rockstar so alizwa marina
so from that time she then knew ukuthi I know ugailo okay so yeah. This is him but then okunye you were thinking umuntu angawazi maybe uza tshintsha you know maybe uza qala uku no
she sel ama expectations
yeah but no she never changed
I remember watching uma korokoza ngise primary school angise primary school mfuna ungikonfirmele ukuthi into le yiyo yini kumbe mina ekhanda lami ngofika into engayisiyo nxa ngikhumbula ngomagorogoza but there was a point where umzambani the character you were playing was having a fling lo Tash
oh a fling
angazi mbe babe jola o babe ngani ba metsane sidini
you know the story if I remember well was saying Utashi is struggling to conceive
okay
like so now ukuthi nguye owele problem or it's the hubby u Dr Phumza no Ora. One knew
yeah.
but yena somehow wanted to have umntwana and
yeah
now okungumzambane lo lie babe ngathi you know okungomakorokoza ngalesiyana sikhathi angaza bakathesi kukhona vele kuyaphila into yabo sugar mama
yeah abentin
yeah ikhona liyananto so umzambane as a character I think waye gawukela nje uDash although kwaku difficult ukuyamfinyelela ukuthi manje how do I even get close to her basebejwayelana nge story to a point that yena ke uDash started to play in a way ayenza ukuthi umzambane la ananzelela ukuthi ha no man
ngani yangenika lapha
ngiyakwansi kuba sezintweni and ngiyabese ngikorokoze li tops man
eh korokoze li tops
ngichaya ngo ngumfazi kadwako
wena
so yes babe lokuyinto kwabo dokwaku kungani kusatlo kungakho out there
so we went in yakhumbula like mbicha
yeah uyakhumbula
like yeah, remember see because I feel like ama scenes lawana abephuma ku TV we so ngathi soqale kuba le intimacy yikho lapho abadala sebekukhangela okwad
so
like lawe
lawe
sizingenzi ngamanzi lawe sizingenzi sisenza something
yeah actually there was a rap scene ngumakoroko
yo
yeah well but it was the characters right?
Yeah
dash lo mzambane
yeah
there was a rap scene and
but that was a big show if ububukela iZBC bekunini umnyaka
1990 yo 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007.
Yes. If you were watching EZBC during those times and you watched Umakorokoza and you still remember a character by the name of Umzambane now. Like, yeah. How was the reception that time of the show?
Baba. If Amakorokoza had happened now, like now. Hey, mnangabang kutum Zambane would be brand ambassador of literally all these big
brands. Yeah.
Honestly, Lotashi wake, of course.
Yeah.
Because I remember at some point, Croco Motors wanted to do something with us. Angazi, the dynamics, the politics, the industry. But Amakorokoza was a big, big thing. It opened a lot of doors for us. Unfortunately, maybe then ogunye uyabunga kunanzelela ukuthi this is an opening and wethuke sokulethe ukuthi oh if only but
yeah
but the beauty of Amakorokoza even up to now generations that watched Amakorokoza njengawe still open ways for us
yeah
people still resonate with Umzambane so much ukuthi ngiyathuka kwezinye indawo ukuthi ah you still remember Umzambane
bro ngitshela ukuthi abadala nten city ngiyahlala phansi lo zenzo nyathi they're like mbani nalo mina Umzambane oh okay like I want ukuthi I character liana in the show as a whole yaba le influence ukuthi up to this date bakhona abanye abantu abalokhi bekukhumbula like that.
That's the truth. A friend from the UK was asking, "Is it possible to get this thing on Netflix now?" And I was like, "Angazi lokuthi ngapi but yeah, well.
Because like on YouTube, I don't think it's there.
It's not there.
Yeah, it's not.
Wow. But I,
yeah, it has to be. It has to be there, bro. Online,
yeah. Hey, putting us on YouTube, ngasi.
yeah, with YouTube, you can actually put it up. Yeah.
Because everyone is just asking, "What happened? Ngapi? Can we?" And you're like, "Ish." I wish I had the answers, but I'm not being the actor, man. So you are limited. I don't know. I also
the admin, yeah.
You know, because things got lower. We have to focus on
yeah. Because
when we were doing the shooting and all, there was no time for you to watch.
Yeah.
While others are watching, Nancy Kanyen ya shoot.
When the bro.
Because
okay,
we were shooting so literally every day, and there's no time.
Get out, literally, I'm ready to shoot.
Yeah, and my location yet we outskirts. Someone in Angoni, especially the Makorokoza piece. Yeah, my Kanyen. So, umuntu nge Thursday we have to go on Friday. And it's guys, only episode yani vinga yenze.
And that time when I was with episode day bugele.
Tina be shoot episode 48 in 2017. So it's but no, we had a good time.
But in terms of like the production, was it like up to standard or zikhona izinto ezazile kama resources you had to compromise some things or it was
well,
a fully finished production house and
I would say fully,
but
ngingafaki finished because everything was there in a sense. But you'd find things like costumes, props, sometimes you need to provide for yourself. Because like Tina, eskule old school. Ezinye props ngiyazicabangela mina.
Ukuthi lokhu kufunakala la.
For me, my character would need this. Your costumes, you need to think, although the production house would try find some things for you, maybe when osweleyo. But half the times, especially costumes, how you play around your character and blend, it was up to you, the actor, to figure out and find it. Your new production house will take care of the major things like your cameras and all are fine. That's their business. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, well, there's always something lacking with us.
Yeah.
And it's happening even up to now. So we are still trying to get there.
Still a learning curve.
Yeah. The sad part is we learn the sofa, but now, nah, well.
Still as funda kuphela.
Yeah, but funda kuphela.
Do you still, like, interact with some of the cast members from Umakorokoza up to this day? Or
Yes. Ubegilizwe Ndlovu, part of the Bulldogs, Utashi, Uterezia. Who else?
Can't go to Teresia. Teresia is such a fun.
Yes, Umakulumo. Yes, we still. Oh, that's my mom. We still talk.
Yeah. I remember Ntokozo was giving like rich aunt vibes.
Yes, we still talk.
Yeah.
We still. Yeah.
Bro,
so he's there.
Yeah, he is, but like we say in Ish.
Zakuchela, one. One hectic story about Snake, bro. Snake, I think, was a Kovaland.
At some point,
I was a Kovaland, bro. And I want to count in every episode on Thursday. And I was with you, why is Snake episode? But why is he doing at like year two? So I'm at character learning at year two.
Yeah, it was tough.
O Snake, bro, what a child, Zula Pam, we look in, we are like a Zulan just living in his hambera. Iraning H. Hyan Zinjin. Where Pelu Kefuzilla? We knew Ham Benjamin. Bonus Nick.
No, but some people thought it's who you are and how you are. People could not differentiate between the character and the person.
Yeah.
I will tell you a classic Ngami in Lupile for the longest of times. You have no Mama Lavana watching Jimat.
Mm hmm.
Mama Labana, after seeing me fleeing Lotash, they started thinking I'm into older
women.
And would even say it out in Kambalonkosiga. Yeah, to say Jana Lilo, Tinasle Mali, we can actually look after you better.
When all that is happening,
You know, maybe that's why Ngibo Batting Unompilo.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately after, as we see Sukuti Nyenzan, it's one of those. It became like, okay, I know. So that's it. It's fine.
Nguzwe usithi as industry, like Koblawayo, doing whatever we do, there is still some learning which is happening. And learning young corner, unfortunately, to some, is iba fitre, like sebe feel. In your opinion, do you think that there is some form of gatekeeping that's happening? Gatekeeping in the sense, Yoguti, there is a middleman who is trying to dictate who gets ama gigs in terms of ama theater gigs, filming gigs, or even the corporate side.
Well, I think in some parenyana, at some point I thought that way, but then I was saying nanzele no, angla problem lama gatekeepers even if bakona or abako.
Yeah.
Every industry needs them actually for an industry to be successful and grow. Mm-hmm. It needs gatekeepers, so there is order. But with us, agula order vele for starters, angithi. So even if you gatekeeper, umengabi because agula gate vele. So
agula yati.
Aliko agula yati.
So getting elani.
But kukhona abanye bethu who think that way. Ukuthi there are some people who mina ngikholelwa nje ukuthi kukhona abantu aba influential. People who would say, suppose the Blower podcast / Ingxoxo wants to do something somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Bese bethi lapho elihambe khona wanting to do what you want to do. Bese bebonga, no, we'll come back to you. Lina nxa liphuma bese besala besenza their background check in people they know are in the game.
Ukuthi
ake listele, do you know of these youngsters abazithi bangobani bani?
Bahle bathi
lwana ngathi no, da labana ngeke ngayenza labo lokuzini kwaba i flop.
And in the
that's the reality of things.
I feel like Gube Vele
ingxoxole like interview le siyenze singabu like kubuza abanye abantu like abangasaziyo like abahlala bebukela ama snippets bathi ubuza nje ukuthi can I go to that show bebuza nje bethi you because yeah, I don't wanna lie, we have some like episodes we umdom dala and yenza kevele like it take 10 minutes or 30 seconds. But we also have our conversations and so like to try and what accommodate everyone. So guma discussions when alawana nyakwazi ukuthi vele bakhona vese abazokhuluma good. But back when I put away, I was a kuluma badly.
That's how we are. But mina ngicabanga ukuthi Bulawa is open for business. Okucho our first number one man. Yes, we are open for business. If only people can learn uku complimentana.
Mm-hmm.
Nangilanda wale support. I've always said that ukuthi angidingi support kakhulu ema artists because they are also looking for the same support I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So ukuthi show yami izogcwala ama.
I'm an artist.
Atan support. It's okay, but for me,
it's not really.
You are not my ideal support. Nalingan support ang ugu fagi post them, guma status and make noise about my show. Bese kubuya lavan is what dinga. The corporate, the people that run things to come and see what we do. Then I'm talking support. Then ubusu intere wito banu ya gatekeeper. Wait, vulela ki gate, vulela ki wind. La ubusu li gatekeeper. It's okay. Angila problem la komina because ang kolo. We are unique, ba.
Yeah.
Ungazumvimbele ngapha. What I do is not what you do.
Yeah.
Ngiza thuthela ngapha futhi. So ukusizana. But esikudinga as an industry is the order.
Order.
Yeah, man.
So do you feel like ungavile order konoki yilo I bridge likhona between the artists and the corporate side that can actually put in money in what we're doing?
Very true. And when we get to that, our National Arts Council has a role to play.
Mm-hmm.
A big role to play in as much as tina kumele sibe le order as artists. In Kalakata challenge yet, we love working in silos. I just want to do my little bit here. Someone else wants to do their little bit there.
Yeah.
Sibuzana ukuthi what happens if we merge our ideas, collaborate, do something massive? It might take a bit of time, but it will attract bigger crowds,
different and bigger people
and different people. Once we do that, I think Arts Council has a mandate now to make sure that in terms of structures, in terms of policies, there is something for the arts, not only on paper, but something.
But even in action,
In the lab. Slalama meetings, slalama conferences, strategize, science, ama structures.
But in action.
See? Little 45 years down the line, they call you for the same thing again. Because it is Salas Funda, is a siofa.
Yeah.
But the practicing part, Dololo.
Yeah, but there is no denying Uguti, you've been successful in what you do, and we have a number of awards, anything to prove that. Which one do you think Yaba more important to you? From the number of hours that you've gotten as an artist.
I think my first NAMA, that was, my very first NAMA, National Arts.
Awards. Merit Awards, National Arts.
My very awards. First. I'll tell you why. It was at a time when Ilizwe was, can you imagine what you're saying? Can you imagine what you're saying? Eating Namlu 500, then it's 500, I say 500, then you know.
2008
ish. I got my first NAMA earlier than that.
Hard.
I think it was 2004. Yes.
Oh, yeah, but go about the first period of that.
Yes, so the currency wasn't bad, but this is what I had said to my late director. I want to be the first millionaire actor in my. Breed of actors. So he was like, Nyat, first millionaire. I was like, I says, Agula, I want to be that first guy. So when I was nominated for the very first NAMA and won the gong eventually, my paycheck was $1 million. Yeah, it was $1 million.
And it was two just cool
so, 2 days down the line, I was saying, Remember when I said I want to be the first
millionaire?
I am a millionaire. Like.
Yeah.
And then we're a millionaire outside to Sanyana. Now Ubango Popeye. You keep it a bank thinking Sakabang Guti.
Nienze in a millionaire. Because I'm a millionaire now.
Sakwan le cell phone. But yeah, I was a millionaire.
But nothing I like far in terms of e currency savings right now, which is the US dollar. Like just to estimate with it.
I think
a million that
I think
time
like maybe about 1,000. Yeah, because I did quite a bit for myself and my family. That's the truth.
Nice.
And Mina, I think e-drive wasn't the million bit. You know, National Arts Merit Awards then were still very new, and they were like, phew, my God. Ah, nominated, Nama, yo. That alone, you travel across South Africa and just say, I'm a Nama nominee, you're treated
done
differently. Hey, Pera, what more when you are the
winner?
Profile CV, I see Kalisukuti award winning.
Yeah.
I saw Pombutua Zenzonyat. No,
award winning.
First time I get to Zambia with some cast, I was given my own shuttle. Yeah, Plaung Yoko Hambela Lava. You are an award winning.
When award winning, there are levels
then
to this thing.
Ukuthi, so in some countries, gule prestige, gule this thing.
That time when a country niyako aguko kono.
Abalandaba. Katumchova so.
Siyafana
na ukuthi langwa koloko. But in some places, even up to now, when they read your profile, for a moment they stop there.
Yeah.
Yeah, besebeti stella sugumi kancane so that people can see ukuthi ugayi wangkhona ngoba bese bebona kusukumi piece engaka. And now profile is such ukuthi award winning. Isisithi
multi award winning. Gathathanga kawani
ukuthi. I know. And yeah, so yeah. But for me, it was my first Nama. Amanye lawa came, yes, we celebrated, we had fun. It's always good to be appreciated. We thanked the Lord, we thanked everyone that support. But Liani Akkal, I think the first cut is always the deepest.
Yeah, it's always the deepest.
Yeah.
Were there any like mentors or role models who shaped the person you are right now, or they are still doing it even to date?
There's quite a number. Abanye, unfortunately, ngaze ngikhulume labo ngiyafisa someday. But kulabanye abantu engithimbalandela, whether it be it online or their stories, you are mentored. Even engekho kuwe la. I'll give an example of Strive Masiwa. I've followed that guy since I don't know. He's one guy for me, and hey, this is a true hustler, man. This guy hustles, and into yakhe nxa ayifuna, he goes for it. Then the Guguma arts circles, there are people like the late Makay TKs. There's so much I learned from him, although he was totally a different person from
what he saw.
For me, now it was the lessons more than anything else. Then Utogo Zulu, she's the woman that used to be part of Amakorokoza's writer. She was actually the chief writer. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the concept was hers too.
Okay.
Yes. Then currently, she's a prof now, Professor Lindy Omajelesban. She's my mother. She's not into arts, but she makes sure I'm on track always. But like
all
I
the
said,
time.
Online, you're raised on buyers, your memory kumbotas, your Simon Mambazos, they all in a way groom me. Bakachana, Oslang Rodro, but in a way they have also contributed in who I've become and whom I still am striving to be as a person. Because kukula kuphela anti. So yeah, but baneng. Then my wife is not only a role model, but my wife is more like a backstage. You wanna lay?
Backstroke.
Yes. She's like that. She She makes sure everything is beautiful for me.
Yeah.
She's one person that supports Mali or no Mali, she will be there. She's my number one fan.
Mm.
I remember one time Sebulawa Theatre or Memory wanting to premiere a show. Memory said, no, we cannot start until
Afik. Yeah.
And everyone was like, says, yeah, yeah. But as long as Angaka feed you low, so yeah, she's that person.
Gen Z, shout out to them, man. Shout out to them. Like yeah. we appreciate them for that. I've seen some of the skits you do, like currently, like Angazu witim banu umem. Yeah, kulo mem bo chalu kwenzela esoli kama informan ama police.
Oh, Alec.
Hey, those are like I've seen you touch on some of. Maybe political matters that are happening in the country. Alesavi.
No, sesav. I think song is sesav.
As sesav.
Yeah, but togunye you are like I'm to embi any kulumile because I think most of our skits talk to what is happening.
Yeah.
What we see.
A little information a big door, like
no, it's not like it's the wrong one. No. It's things we just see and we say so do you think it was a you know? But yeah, that's how it is. Yeah. But CSR I'm gonna
yeah.
And
this is how
we try hard not to really tell our icons is around to that much.
But I feel like don't you think we take content lena yem nandi then like he kogule ugule juice yong because let we experience the same thing. You'd find we take lamanya ugule episode this again sati see record. We're like boys.
So saying so soon.
Marco Farisa.
So doesn't chelo
like so don't say lapa is a child.
Like, no, it's what people. Love or like to hear what you need to because he really done.
Mm.
But I think the weakness or the challenge here to manage. Auntie, you have a way in Lawella. She sends over to Kaza.
Big Kaza, go on.
I'm not always a silly problem.
It's a bit chilly.
Justice
for Zenzo.
Exactly. But justice for Zenzo lingale kachana lola lois kambele mzinu wake and just post ka one or two. But ya sonke siyesaba even la baba sibukele bayesaba.
And you want to get
by Sava.
But at least we get a normal Sava. Let's see a Sava, but she's a Kobe.
Yeah, that's the whole
I will plan.
Let's be a remove.
Like Usu Yenzile, Gonkelo Kosu Yenzile, you've been in the game for, I think, over 19 years now, yeah?
30.
I come for 92, it's over 32.
Over 30?
Yeah.
It's over 30. It's over 30 years in the game. I could see and Zile, when you could know, how does theology come into the picture now? I could figure in Zanegutini. We in the local in Zio.
Okay, so I think Veling Zalelunje Emulini, a background, yes, Christu. My mom. Every Sunday, we see church.
No,
Mama, that is. I'm telling you once or twice a year. But to Masalu, it was that. But then theology now. Bible basically city, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. So, Nasang Sibala Leon to say, how does then one become God's creation without really understanding and knowing what the Creator is saying or doing. I then said, no, it's important ukuthi umdayo funda as we see senje. Isingakabali ukuthi mfuna uba umfundisi or ngizaba ngumfundisi. But ngangifisa nje ukuzwisisa, ukuqedisisa. Scriptures are living or alive when you then understand them. It's different from just reading ukuthi how Matthew uthi John Wood, but when you learn, understand who's the perceptions of Anyabantu, besuting a clarity, go yum niggas.
Usugu wona wena ukuthi kuwe wena
kungena
njani ngiyakusebenzela yini futhi
exactly because in the challenge now I've lost quite a number of gigs in some areas where people say but on umkristu manje lapha
akusekuvumi
and you're like yeah I'd rather lose the gig than lose my being, so yeah, it's okay.
Because I was about to ask you, how then does it influence what you do, go art and theater?
It does.
Now that so will a theology in the picture.
It does, but then oksala angiti singabantu. I still am an actor before all these other things.
Yeah.
And this acting that I'm doing is God-given. Mm-hmm. And the Bible will tell you that in the beginning, he created. It means him, God, was a creator just like me and you. So what's stopping us from creating? Nothing. But now, so it depends on this creator in for ubani, njalo njalo. What I do now is to be somewhat selective. Not saying okwabanye kuwrong, but if I feel it's against my beliefs
or your principles,
ngiyaxolisa. Angitho ukuthi lingakwenzi. I just say, ngicela lapha lingixolele kancane because akusahambelani nalokho engikukholelwayo. Abanye kubazondise, abanye kubajabulise, but impilo injalo. I don't do it for them, I do it for me at the end of the day. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Yeah. But hey, Bible limnandi.
Limnandi. I feel like lami kunika like a different perspective. Bengazange ukukhangela that way. Ukuthi studying theology just to understand wena for yourself. Maybe ukuba ngumfundisi so ngabuya phambili in the picture, but you're doing it wena just to understand the way to which he influence njani in your day to day life.
Exactly.
Because mina vele mawathi theology ngithi mfundisi.
Yeah.
Ngithi mfundisi.
Alo qhakathekile ukugqedisisa. It's just like your family tree. Ukuthi uzatshela ukuthi uyihlo omkhulu wakho ngusibani banyana, then ukhulu wakho kungusibani banyana, then ubaba wakho wena, then
in the process abantu bona labana kule zinto abazenzayo.
Exactly. So once you know that,
you're good to go.
Ah, phela.
And in closing, what advice would you give someone who has seen you for the first time, someone who knows you from way back? Omunye uchayisane lawo just because ubukele i-podcast le and sifike lathi to this point because we've been talking for some time, eh?
Yep. Yeah.
What advice would you give to a person listening or watching you right now?
I would say, for starters, just do you. But for you to do you, you need to find yourself. Find what makes you tick. What is it that you love? What is it that you want? Ungenzi izinto ngepressure because someone else is doing them. I think ikwesilahleka khona, be it kuma arts, corporate or wherever. Just find you and do you. Akulanto kuthiwa impossible. It's just a matter of time. Okunye asila patience or isineke. So kuhlanyela sinethe and eventually harvest. Abanye sifuna ukuhlanyela namhla
kusasa
harvest. And ikoso kusichayelele phansi. Inengi letu. People would ask me, how have you survived the arts all this long? You know, the arts has survived me because ngilaswisibindi sokuhlanyela bese ngilinda phela kuhlume, and while ngilindile I nature ngiyafaka fertilizer ngiyathintini
plus uyahlanyela futhi kwezinye indawo
awumi vele awumi ungami mina. I'm proud to say to you, I have students in over 16 countries making it big. Bigger than even me. But when you check their profiles and resumes, it's because of this guy.
Nah.
That's why I'm doing 1, 2, 3. So, but as soon as I'm going to is
who I'm going to do. What do you
mean? I'm going to do nguye le talent lakhe. Mina ngafika kuphela ngancedisa here and there. Lami ngafaka umanyuwa kancane. Kwahamba. So, do you?
I was having a conversation with one of my friends. The city, 1 + 1 = 2. Zero plus 2 = 2 for the answer. Like impilo, I think uti just because when 1 + 1 = 7 zegowe doesn't mean uti mina. Give me your kwanis uti ngiti 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 + 2 = 2.
Yeah. Manji yami classic wamu 1 + 1 = 11.
One time. Do you have any
Yeah. So for mina, that's how it is. The more the merry. So like Linala.
Mm-hmm.
If it was only you and me here without him, I think ngawuchaz.
Yeah,
but abangamboni ukuthi ukhona, I just thinking it's just me and you and
siyaxoxela.
Ukhona ngani?
Whenever vele bese mfuna ukuthi like do you have any question for him before we close?
We wrap it up. Let me see. In terms of our, and I know this could be the sad segue. But like in terms of Malokuzeni, like especially when in a legacy, do you feel like are you giving your flowers? Is the Bulawa industry like honoring you guys, especially because there's a lot of you. Some are even much even at the States. We're supposed to be having him here,
but
enjoying legacy again, things like that.
Angazi kuti I problem gabulawayo or I problem yetu or I don't know, but there is something amiss there. In a small way, yes. Bulawayo is appreciating. Bulawayo has always appreciated, but Bulawayo also lacks behind in many ways. Angazi kuti is it a Bulawayo problem? Is it a people's problem? Is it an artist's problem? But kungani nje Bulawayo, we are donda in everything he does. Uthi usu successful somewhere, they start claiming
catch
you.
Catch on, yeah. Mm. Yes. It's bigger than us.
That's the truth.
What is spiritual.
Yeah, it could be spiritual. Because laming nje sometimes in yaswele ukuthi once I do something elsewhere, people of Bulawayo are the first ones to make noise.
To congratulate you, yes.
Hey, umuntu wetu, hey. Come to Bulawayo. Can we do this as Bulawayo?
I am a local artist now. Benz and Bangastila. I'm cleaning. I'm a podcaster.
Exactly. And you're like, but as you tum cleaning, I'm trying. Interviewer, maybe Magdi.
Yeah.
Because I think he podcast. I'm wondering about Kochanisa.
Yeah.
I interviewer la namuth. Lee flight in 2-3 or 4 days. Angena ma billion viewers. You become their boy. Everyone wants to claim a piece of
Mtini. Mtini is our boy, bro.
Versus in Twilight is Kamaza
Makame. We've been watching that podcast, baby, shooting your phone.
Exactly.
The time service is Lama Camera on five.
Yeah. But when you ask for support, and I mean, I've always said this, sometimes when artists cry for support, asfuni my end out. Asfuni. It's not what we are asking for. Because I believe corporates can only function not you guys, the artists. We all need each other.
Yeah.
Abasenzeli ma favor? No. But
Bastinga.
That's the thing.
Bastinga.
That's the thing. But yo, everything when work on one to at night is ding a cool thing allowed dino to a band. As is enzeleni sukwenza ungaze kuya abantu abangu 3, I'm happy.
Oh, wow.
Like currently I have a show that's touring Africa. I recently came back from South Africa. I got a festival. It's headed for Botswana soon. Hopefully before Christmas I'll be in Namibia, then come back, rest.
Mm.
But it's a show that we intend to take across the world because it's touching on pertinent issues, especially the issue of climate change.
Mm.
It's a one-hander. It's called An Act of Man. And yeah.
Shut up, bro.
It's doing massive work.
We really wish you all the best as the PYO podcast in 99. And now that is really la, like, who's when you'll sing a wonderful shop,
you know,
like sing a wonderful grand,
yes.
Mbano mundo funugumbona a corner la pastel, a passenger, bestly love and jack.
There's
about fear candle,
manji, each challenge, you never necessarily very love, but it would be love to see. I would love to see, not only artists, maybe a footballer.
Yeah.
Quickly, Ms. Tawangelo Esrom, I'll tell you why. Of I know Mfanawe Kaso Kulele Kasi made it big in SA, big now. It would be nice to hear his story as well.
Yeah.
Especially for who inspire Lama football, Lamanye Akula. And probably current breed, Yama players, your teenage Hadebes, your youngsters are going to raise Angsala and Deli Pora Match and Azinda, man. I remember that cousin.
I am a Zelly Toach of a fan. Hey!
Zelly Toach. Short to get S room.
Ah,
Cameroon.
Now we are Kumbula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are, yeah. Then maybe Gumatis, you guys like Obo Memory Kumbota, we have learned so much from them. He's a cool guy. Then maybe Ngapa go visual and what guys like Owen Masego. Mm. They have so much stories to tell, I know. Who else? Nzama kudinga diverse. Yeah. There's this guy, I know Liamazi. His stories are getting clear. He's bamba piece and pieces. He was one of our youngsters school at Nema course. Uziti ngu Dr. Kasolo gates. Mazilankata. He has a story to tell, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know from abantu bakhulumile lapha, what we try to do, Tina, is to get them on the show. When Zulti Gungabi in Doleano, which you came to the show, Sashala Lepansi, Wahamba, but it's fun with you in Doleano, which you came to the show, you referred us to some people, Lao Shalipansi, Uba Bugelin. Otherwise, thank you very much for coming.
Unyabunga cool for having me. Cool. It was a blast. Thank you guys. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's not as bad. Even the next, after 2 years, you can still call me.
Yeah, I feel like Vinny Lapa's Dizivu part two.
As pale.
Part two.
Because you're such a great storyteller.
Mbele Mbuzu and you seven zisang.
Just talked.
So next time, we're using Mbuzu Yami.
That's cool.
To share his stories. Thank you very much. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is the channel. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share this episode. Thank you very much.
Yeah, share.
Share.
Me off. I know you from the inside out. We do some real talking at my mama's house. We finna get some for a dollar. We might just hit home in a Honda. But are you ready? I am ready. Don't keep me waiting. I'm okay. I'm just minutes away. You can come any day. You can come and we play. But are you ready?